fifth parak of Peah, Mishnah Gimel, we are continuing the halachas of leket. A megaglin b'toyfeach divigavi meyer v'chachomim atirim b'pnei she'efsha. When a person is harvesting his wheat, he should not harvest together with it toyfeach as some type of poor quality grain, because we are concerned they'll be overly careful when he's harvesting his wheat, that nothing should fall in him. He'll just let the other stuff, the poor quality stuff, fall down, and then Diem will lose out. And the Chachamim say this is permitted. First, we don't have to be concerned, because the mice, he's harvesting, and it's going to happen that some of the poor quality stuff will fall down, and some of the higher quality will fall down, and then Diem will get whatever they deserve. That is the way the Rambam learns it. It's another shot in the Yerushalmi, which is also brought in the Rambam, is that learns Shana's Mishnah, is that if you have a field that should have leket, and for some reason you need to water it in a fashion that will cause the aniyim to lose out their share, but you need it for the needs of the field, there's a machlekes whether you're permitted to do so and reimburse the aniyim or not. The Chacham say that since you will take a loss by this, you are allowed to do this watering, which will cause the aniyim to lose out, provided that you're reimbursing.